The king sends greetings to the Sheriff of Devon. We have granted to our faithful son, Earl Henry, all the lands which previously belonged to William de Mandeville. Therefore we order you to give possession of these lands to Earl Henry without delay. Witness myself at Trowbridge, 14th day of May. The king sends greetings to the Sheriff of Cornwall. We have given to Henry, our son, all the lands which previously belonged to Robert Fitzwalter in your jurisdiction. Therefore we order you to give full possession of these lands to Earl Henry without delay. Witness myself at Trowbridge, 24th day of May. The king sends greetings to the Sheriff of Devon. We have granted to our well-beloved and faithful Reginald de Vautour all the lands in your jurisdiction which previously belonged to Robert de Vere. Therefore we order you to give full possession of the lands and all chattels without delay. Witness myself at Trowbridge, 14th day of May. The king sends greetings to Geoffrey de Martigny. We order that as soon as you have seen these letters, you take into our hands all the lands of Henry de Braybrooke, demolishing utterly his houses and taking his chattels for your own advantage. Witness as above. The king sends greetings to the Sheriff of Dorset and Somerset. We order that you give possession to our beloved and faithful Ralph de Raleigh, the manor of Gussage, and all chattels found there, which previously belonged to William de Mandeville. Witness as above. The king sends greetings to the Sheriff of Gloucester. We order that you give possession to Henry, son of the Earl, all of the land of the Bishop of Hereford in your jurisdiction. Witness myself at Trowbridge, 15th day of May. The king sends greetings to the Sheriff of Somerset. We order that you give possession to Henry de Courtenay all of the lands in your jurisdiction which previously belonged to Drosgay de Bayer. Witness at Marlborough, 16th day of May.